Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name and give him thanks for this day, another day he has made. I pray that you have rejoiced and been glad in it. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, We open your word now, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can receive more knowledge and more wisdom, Father, the knowledge of your word and the wisdom to use it as we should and according to your will and your way. Let us not walk in the ways of this world, but in the ways of righteousness headed for the kingdom of Almighty God. All right. We ask all of this, Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, we're going to be in Jude, chapter 1. So, in fact, only got one chapter. There's 25 verses to it. So we'll see. This is the last chapter of the New Testament. After this in the Bible is Revelation. Okay. Verse 1 says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. But we know what sanctified means. It means to be set aside. Now we are set aside by the Father, but we are preserved through the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. But you see, that's the way it is. Now, it says, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Believers, those of us that really seek God's mercy and receive His peace. Because you see, when He gives us mercy and that peace, we have an assurance within each of us that lets us know that we have His love. There's no doubt we know that we have His love. Now, in verse 3, beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which were once delivered unto the saints. Now, this beloved that he starts at 3 with, that indicates a close relationship between Jude and his readers or the church that he is writing to here. You know, Jude evidently is planning to write probably a little less urgent doctrine, this letter he has written here, but he was forced to do this by the developments and all of those that had went claiming to be of the Christian faith, and yet they were not walking in the accordance of the word of Almighty God. They were still walking in the ways of the world. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, these men that he's talking about here are they that have denied the sovereignty and the internal, eternal, moral lordship of both the Father and the Son. They're denying, actually, what he's talking about here, is they are denying both. Not just one, but both. And we know there was a lot of that going on in the old biblical days. We read all about it as we come through the Old Testament. We've already covered quite a bit about that. Because they used handmade idols and molten idols instead of worshiping the true God. 5. He says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. We know he did. And this is exactly what he's talking about there. You see, and in Hebrews, we find more that has been written about that there. 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. We know there by the word of God that these angels had followed Satan. And they were following him when he was trying to put himself above God. And yet they were willing to follow him. We know that then they were all kicked out of heaven. And we are told in the scripture that that number of angels that was following him was a third of all the angels in heaven. There's no number that sort of is actually number-wise, but we know that it was a third of all the angels, and we know they are a lot of them. Now, also, they became followers of him here in this world. And as he rules the earth, they are working with him. You wonder where your demons come from? You don't have to wonder anymore. Now, and we know that they will be held. You see, when Jesus comes back to this earth to set up his 1,000-year millennial reign, they will all be in hell. Can't get loose anymore to wander the earth, cause trouble. And then, as I told you before, I will probably say it many, many times. At the end of that 1,000-year reign, as that white great throne judgment happens, they'll all, with hell itself, and all that's in it. That means all of us that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're going to be in hell too. That's bad enough and a lot of torment, but that's nothing to compare with what is coming when hell and all will be cast in to a lake of fire that will burn forever. No way of rivaling. Now, 7. He's talking here. He says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal life. But you see, we know that Sodom and Gomorrah was filled with homosexuality, man with man. We know, really, that that's mainly where it came from. And yet, even today, they are proclaiming that there's nothing wrong with that. It's just an alternate lifestyle. No, it's an abomination unto God. And he destroyed those cities by fire because of it. That and its other sexual perversion. Now, also, here in 8, says, likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise that dominion, and speak evil of dignity. These dreamers. They was having, these dreamers were having laughs and laughing into immorality and in insubordination. They were refusing to obey authorities, angelic authorities or apostolic authorities. And they were even criticizing them openly. We find that in several places in the Word of God. Now, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now we know there that Satan was always against all mankind, and he is right now standing accusing all of us, making up things, going by our past and all, and saying that we are not worthy to make heaven our home. Because you see, he knows where he's going, and he wants to take as many as he can with him, and to take them away from Almighty God. Because he knows where he's headed. 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves, because they are walking in the ways of the world out here. And this is what Jude is trying to get across to his readers. 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Well, you know, the main thing that was wrong with Cain And the reason that God would not accept his sacrifice, his offering, was because his heart was not right. That's the reason. And you know, he mentions Korath here. And Korath had led a rebellion against Moses and against God. And yet, that was someone they was trying to emulate. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are, without water, carried about with wind, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Quite a verse, isn't it? You see the feast that they're talking about here. They're talking about feeding and all, and feeding themselves. Could very well have been gathering to the Lord's Supper. You see, their selfishness. Which is seen also in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 20 to 21. Think about these things. And just as I told you, be ready. You that are a child of God, be ready for communion Sunday morning. All right. 13. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their shame, wondering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Forever. They are going to be walking in darkness forever. 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. As we look at that, we find that Jude there is denouncing a lot of things, and especially those that have been knocking the Lord and doing things they should not have done. But you see, one day the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Because he's already passed judgment on them. And there's a place already waiting for. 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admonition, cause of advantage. In other words, they were speaking arrogant words. And it said in admiration means that they were flattering others in order to get what they themselves were after. Because, you see, they was looking at these things that someone else had, and they had a lust for that. 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers, and the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. We know that. We've been told that in several of the epistles as we have come through. And we are even told that in a couple of places in the Old Testament. So that's really nothing that's new. In fact, you could probably find some more things about it in Acts 20, 29 and 30, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 9. And we did have some of it in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3. So it's nothing new. Now, These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. You see, they don't have the Spirit. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, using that other language that God has given you in prayer. You see, that's why you have it. It was given to you for self-edification. And we are to use it. But when you go in prayer and you start out in your language, your own language, you'll get to a point to where you know that you should be praying, but yet you're not thinking of anything to be praying about. And then the Holy Spirit will step in and pray for you, and he will be praying in that heavenly language. You will understand it. Mr. Time. But there'll be an answer given to you. Maybe not right at that time. Maybe a while. But it'll be given and you'll know it. Now, 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. To keep ourselves in the love of God, we need to also be keeping His word, His commandments, and His statutes. Because if we don't, we're going to be separating ourselves from His love. You see, it's not the idea that He stopped loving us, because He hasn't. But we separate ourselves from His love. You can't blame Him. It's us. 22. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Making a difference. 23. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We want nothing to do with anything that is evil, let alone to touch it or to handle it. Now these next two verses brings us to the end, and it is Jude's benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His holy, of His glory, with exceeding joy. Who's He talking about? The Lord God. 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we know that that is true, don't we? We know that's true. He has all the power and all the honor and all the glory and all the praise is His. It's not ours, it's His. Because everything that we do accomplish and all is all because of Him. What is your life like right now? Think about that and walk with it. Let us pray. Now remember, before we go to prayer, remember now to be with us in the morning at 10 a.m. when we're going to start the reading of Revelation. Okay. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we have closed your word and come to the end of the New Testament, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the life that's in it and the power that is in it, that you have given unto us. And Father, we pray for the saints wherever they are. And we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And for Israel, Jerusalem, Father, we pray for peace for them, just as you have told us to do. But we do so, Father, because we do love them. It's through them, Father, that we have what we have today. They are the ones that recorded your word that you've kept down through all these years so we could have it. The Lord Jesus Christ, born through them, Father, here to this earth. We do pray for blessings for them. And Father, we pray that they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land of ours, once again, Father, we are praying for the evil of our leadership in our government, in our churches, to be removed, Father, and replaced with those that are walking in righteousness, with their belief on you, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, upon your church, and their love for this land, and that they will work with us to bring our government back and put it up on the foundation it was built on, Father, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as we separate now for this evening, keep us in health, Father. Keep us safe. Let us rest through the night. Wake come morning, back together again and in your word at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Watch us. Keep us. We know you love us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.